It was a party atmosphere in downtown Guelph, as women, girls and their supporters celebrated International Women's Day. Many packed the Veterans Memorial Bridge, and then 10C Saturday to take in the festivities. "This is fantastic," said Tanya Tagworker with the Zonta Club of Guelph, one of many organizations who partnered together to put on the event. "This is one of our most successful years yet, so really happy to see that, really happy to see the support for the LGBTQ+ community and being inclusive and ready for everyone." The bridge overlooking Norfolk Street was packed with women standing in solidarity, as cars passing underneath honked in support. The meaning behind the bridge began in 2010 by Women for Women, who organized a meeting with women on a bridge connecting Rwanda and the Republic of Congo, an effort to draw attention to the levels of violence against women, as well as women's rights in conflict zones. "That kind of spread into a global movement, and people still do it today, it's a really lovely gesture," said Cindy McMahon, public educator with Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis. She said the day is important to recognize how far women's rights have come, and to also recognize how the fight for gender equality is still on around the world. The space inside 10C was packed with bodies to take in entertainment, including a drag show, poetry, a dance performance and more. Leah Levick, a board member with Guelph Wellington Women in Crisis, said given the erosion of gender equity rights in the world, it's important to keep showing up. She said we need to keep thinking about the small and big things we can do, and not treat discrimination that happens overseas or south of the border. "Even if it looks different here, there are lots and lots of examples at different levels in politics, and lives of particularly Indigenous women, Two-Spirit folks, that gender discrimination, violence are alive and well also right here," she said. "We need to not lose sight of the ways that we need to keep resisting. I think it means a lot for us as individuals, but also collectively as a community," added Jackie Marshall, a sexual assault center worker. "Given the political climate that we're in, I think even more important that we have a space that we can all gather, and we can all feel welcome in this space."